This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. All right, on now to the most exciting phrase in the economic policy debate currently taking up all the oxygen in Washington, D.C. It is chained CPI, or chained consumer price index. It's a slightly different way to measure inflation. And no, honestly, it's not that exciting. And most of the people in Washington, yes, who are using it are hardcore policy wonks. But it matters because it may well be a key, the key, perhaps, to solving the fiscal cliff. Marketplace's Mark Garrison takes it from there.
How can I explain when there are few words I can choose?
Erasure got nearly 4 minutes to sing about chains of love, but I only get 90 seconds to explain chained CPI, but it's doable. The CPI measures the price of various goods over time, but it doesn't really account for how humans behave when prices go up. Sometimes they buy less of stuff that gets more expensive. For example, the CPI tracks beef and pork prices. I talked to Kathy Griffin at Topps Barbecue in Memphis, which sells both. She loves brisket, but if the price got too high,
I would probably buy the pork because it was less expensive.
Chain CPI accounts for this, what economists call the substitution effect. The simple act of switching the way we measure inflation could save hundreds of billions of dollars. That's because chained CPI is lower than the benchmark CPI. If life really isn't as expensive as we thought, the government doesn't have to pay as much in benefits. But one powerful lobby thinks this is a raw deal. Christina Martin Fervita is with the AARP.
That money would come straight out of the pockets of individuals who are already retired.
The seniors interest group has a flotilla of lobbyists fighting this idea, arguing chained CPI is unfair to older Americans because their high medical costs aren't factored in. You don't need to kidnap Nate Silver to know that older people vote. So even if chained CPI saves big money on paper, the politics is a lot trickier. In New York, I'm Mark Garrison for Marketplace.